I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. The government of Niger has been tried and convicted. A West African court found authorities guilty of failing to protect a young woman from slavery. The ruling is expected to have lasting consequences for the thousands of people who still live in conditions of slavery across the region. The woman, Hadija Toumani, said she'd been sold to a man for about $500 when she was 12. The BBC's West Africa correspondent Will Ross is monitoring the story from Accra, Ghana. Will Ross, let's start from the beginning. Who is this woman and what happened to her?
Hadija Toumani is 24 years old. At the age of 12, she says that she was bought for the equivalent of approximately $500 by a man in a remote area of Niger. She was then forced to work on his farm and in his home. Just 5 years ago, slavery became totally illegal in Niger. And basically, Hadija Toumani decided that she would try and get her freedom through the courts. She failed in the local courts, and she went to this West African regional court. And she told the judges there that she was often beaten. She was raped at the age of 13 by her so-called master. And this is a huge day for Hadija Toumani because this effectively means she now has her freedom.
And as you say, slavery was outlawed in Niger several years back. Until now, had anybody been enforcing laws against it?
No, there have been efforts. There are a couple of non-governmental organizations in Niger who have tried very hard. One of them thinks that there are more than 40,000 people living as slaves in Niger. But basically, the judges in this ECOWAS regional court said that the Nigerian government simply had not done enough and told the government of Niger to pay about $20,000 to Hadija Toumani. And there was a minister from the government in the court, and he said that the government would accept the ruling and would act on it.
And the Economic Community of West African States Courts, the ECOWAS court that you just mentioned, what is it and how much weight does it pull?
It's a court that all of the countries in the West African regional grouping, ECOWAS, have signed up to it. And therefore, any citizen in the region can, in theory, go to this court and try and seek redress. Now, of course, many of the slaves who are actually living across the region will find it exceedingly difficult to get access to the kind of legal help and the kind of support that Hadija Toumani has had. But it does offer a huge amount of hope for people across the region living in countries like Mali and in Mauritania, where this very ancient practice is still continued.
Is $20,000 considered a pretty hefty fine in Niger? I mean, how much of a deterrent do you think it's going to be?
Well, I suppose for the government, it wouldn't be able to afford if these tens of thousands of slaves that international organizations say are living in Niger, if a lot of them brought their cases forward, it would be a huge problem for the government of Niger. As for Hadija Toumani, this compensation will be of great help. She says she wants to try and get custody of her two children that are now basically owned by her former slave master. And she says she wants to go back and live in her village and not be treated like an animal.
The BBC's Will Ross speaking to us from Accra, Ghana, about today's landmark anti-slavery ruling in Niger. Thank you very much, Will.
That's a pleasure.